Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Hello, everyone. Chris Martinson here, Peak Prosperity, obviously, here with another Off the Cuff. It's the 23rd of September, 2020, which means we're getting into an election cycle here. I just heard about that yesterday. Honestly, I didn't know it was coming.
Not paying attention, huh?
So with us today, James Howard, Kunstler. Jim, welcome to the program. It's good to have you.
A pleasure as usual.
So you're looking like Paul Bunyan. You're really rocking the northern sort of,
this is my long emergency uniform.
Swamp Yankee.
In fact, I'm going to get some epaulets and maybe, some gold frogging on the front so I can be a proper officer of the long emergency corps.
Yes. Well, Colonel Kunstler, let's talk about the hand grenade that you just
General.
It didn't rhyme as well, literally, but that's fine. General Kunstler, unbecoming a general, you popped a pin on a grenade, got in the action, rolled it down the aisle, and that grenade said, can't go with the DNC this year. I'm going to have to vote for Trump. And I'm just wondering I'm not doing this for partisan political stuff, but I'm really curious about the thought process that led you there.
Yeah, I don't think it's too abstruse or difficult to understand, really. I've been paying close attention to the political hijinks for the last 4 years, the whole Trump term. And it seems to me that the DNC has been operating in epic bad faith. They have been unbelievably dishonest, running one scam after another. And I'm speaking as a registered Democrat. I'm still a registered Democrat. Yep. I'm not a right winger. I'm not a member of the John Birch Society. But, I think that they really need to, the DNC, the Democratic Party needs to get whacked pretty bad and get its mind right as a result. And I think it's gonna. And of course, I lost a lot of friends overnight, automatically. But there, I'll tell you what my thought process is here. Every time I wonder about, the decision that I've made and the side that I've taken, all I have to remember is that the Democratic Party is the party that says that diversity means shut down free speech, And then I have to remind myself who they nominated as their presidential candidate. The empty suit that known as Joe Biden, the empty suit and grifter known as Joe Biden. And, he's America's emperor's new clothes candidate. Absolutely everybody knows that he ain't up to the job one way or another. He's just not, he's not there. Maybe he's, I don't know whether he's 87% there or 63% there, but he's a lot not there. I think if you were a fly on the wall in his bedroom when he was taking his clothes off at night, there would be nobody there when he took his pants off. He'd just be gone. He ain't there. And I'm not going to go along with the pretense that you can vote for him. I mean, it's a fraud.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.